Welcome to the Tech Flash. If you're looking to increase your EdTech knowledge that's quick and easy to listen to, you have come to the right place. Let's join our host, Josh, and see what today's episode is all about.
Hello and welcome to the Tech Flush. It's a big day today. We're recording on some different mics. We got this, what is this thing called? It's an NT USB Mini by Rode. Kind of fun doing that. Got it funded through a donor's choose, so that's pretty awesome. Thank you for all those people. We got a big special guest today, the one and only Scott Webb.
Well, Josh, it's a pleasure, first of all, to be finally officially invited to be on your podcast. You know, I have made a couple other appearances, but I think that was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. So I'm very excited to be a part of the Tech Flush, excited to talk a little innovative educators today.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. And, you know, speaking of the innovative educators, so let's go down that path. And this, you know, we've, since me coming on board in this department for this is year number three.
That's hard to believe that it's year three for you already.
It's insane. It flies by. And I can remember my first year, you guys talking about, you got to make it to this spring. You got to make it to this. Or if we can make it here, the rest of the year is kind of okay. But it's always busy. There's always something. And I really enjoy that part of the job.
Well, I think that's one of the great parts of the job is that it's every day is a little different, you know. And I'll speak personally about my experience, you know. Not that I was getting burned out in the classroom, but it's nice to be able to change things up. And that's one of the great things about the roles that we're both in right now is that it gives us an opportunity. Every day is different. You never know what's around the corner. No. Working in the technology world, it's constant change anyway. So to be able to meet those challenges on a daily basis is really exciting. And, you know, to make sure that we're putting our teachers and our students in the best position to succeed.
Yeah. And even, you know, before I got this job, I knew some tech things. And I think y'all knew that when you interviewed me with that process. But man, like being in this job, you're forced to learn more. You're having fun learning it. And again, like sharing that with teachers and students, that's the key.
And that's the best. I think that's the best part of the job is that you take your skill set and your love for technology and you help teachers understand how they can use it and help them be more successful. You know, all the things we're trying to do here is all about students and learning. And as long as we keep that focus, it is a rewarding job because it does give you the opportunity to experiment and try things and see how that can be impactful educationally. And I think it's been a great experience for me. I it sounds like it's been a great experience for you. And I hope that our staff, our teachers, our administration, our students are all seeing the impact of what we've been trying to do from a technology perspective over the last several years.
Yeah. And speaking of supporting like our teachers, our admin, and our students, I know that especially like for me coming in, like you're kind of, I say this, but kind of thrown out to the wolves and trying to, you know, figure out your path, figuring out your way and seeing what kind of, I don't know, support you want to give teachers. I know all six of us that work on the ground or in schools every day, each one of us brings a different flavor, different aspect to this job. But really the goal is to support those teachers and admins. And so with that, I know there's like coaching models, there's all kinds of like just things out there that people have shared and you try to do to support those. But I know here in Bradley County, we have started an innovative educator program, which I think is a huge step and just starting that progress.
Well, here's the gist of it, Josh. You know, when I first applied for my position, this is my eighth year, middle of my eighth year on the job. One of the things I talked about in my interview process was a badging program, and a program that allowed teachers to not only get exposure, but to gain depth of knowledge of particular topic, skills, whatever the program, you know, whatever the topic is in mind. So it took us a while to get to the point where we were ready to kind of roll that out. And we've made so many changes over the last several years that we needed a little bit of time to have some of that digest across the district. But going into this year, it was something that was really on my heart. I wanted to be able to narrow the focus. Sometimes in technology, there's so many new things out there that it's, we throw so many things out there and we hope some things stick. The thought process behind this particular program was we were going to take a certain number of tools, and this year we took six. And we wanted those six tools to be the focus of what we were doing, and not only give exposure, but to give you guys, the innovation specialists, an opportunity to have some more coaching time with teachers so that they could really get the depth of how they could use these platforms in their classroom and how it can impact instruction. So with that, we decided there would be some leveling with that. You know, it would be some of the webinar type stuff that we've done since COVID that's been very successful, but we wanted to expand upon that and get a coaching component into it. And a lot of these platforms now offer their own kind of professional development opportunities or badging opportunities, if you will. And we wanted to roll all that into one package. You take that as the instructional piece of what we're doing. We also have the mentoring side. And one of my goals over the course of, and we talked a lot about this, you know, we had to hire two innovation specialists this past year. And one of the things I didn't think we did well as a department is to grow our own people, to mentor them and to give them opportunities to present, to be involved in the process, to really work internally with people that we already had. So we developed the mentoring side of that, our actual innovative educators, and had an application process and trying to do some things with them. Like, for example, we're taking 23 people to the Tennessee Education Technology Conference because we wanted to give them those same sign-up experiences that I've been able to do for our innovation specialists. You know, last year we went to Austin, Texas to the TCA event. But we wanted to give our internal people an opportunity to be involved in that and to continue to grow those people, because we have a lot of people, as you know, Josh, like yourself, who have a love for not only students, but a love for technology and working in both those environments. And we wanted to be able to mentor those people so that we have a group of people that we can partner with, that we can give opportunities to move into an innovation specialist role. And so when you combine both of those, when you combine the instructional side and the mentoring side, it just made sense to kind of combine those into one platform and to see if we can move our district forward instructionally and professionally.
Yeah, because really, you know, creating this, really, you know, we're building relationships, because I know if I'm going to go into a school and I'm going to share a tool or a way of doing something, if I don't have a good relationship with them, that's not going to go anywhere. So I feel like by creating this, we're not just creating relationships with these mentors that were our mentees that are in this group. So now we're continuing that part of it. And that's going to continue to grow that school culture and continue to push things that we're doing.
Well, this job is always, you know, when we go through the hiring process, while having a technology background or a love for technology is obviously a key component of the job. This job, whether you're in my role, whether you're in Dr. Cash's role, whether you're just a normal classroom teacher, it's always about building relationships. And whether that's with students, with that, or whether that's with professional staff, it really doesn't matter. This job is about relationships, and it's about people being comfortable around being able to share ideas, being able to collaborate. And hopefully what this program will do is will help grow that side of it. We've been so focused on the tech side. And, you know, when I first took over this role, we had, you know, we still weren't a one-to-one district. We had a lot of technology needs, and we've had to do a lot of infrastructure work in the first really 6-7 years. Since I took over this role, growing the network, but making sure it can handle devices and all that stuff. Then we got devices. Then we had board panels and all that sort of stuff. So it took some time to build the infrastructure side of that. But now we're in the point where we have a great infrastructure in place. Now it's about growing our people to use the technology that's available to them. You know, a lot of times in a lot of districts across the country, they get this influx of money, they dump it in technology, and then there's A, there's no way to sustain it, and B, there's not the follow-up, the development of how to use that instructionally in class. So we had to get, we had to check some boxes before we could get to the point, but we're at the point in this, in our school system that we feel like the next step is really starting to grow that use and understanding of how technology can be impactful in the classroom. And that takes patience. You know, sometimes I like to push us forward when we need to back off, but we're at a point where I think we're ready to start pushing forward. And that was the real goal of this year, was to take some of the things that we've done in the past and elevate them and make them be impactful, not just for the teachers that like to use technology, but impactful across the district.
Yeah, and even, you know, to bounce back a little bit, when we talked about, you know, you're pushing those six things out there, I think, especially in my role, like we're pushing all these things out there, but to narrow that focus down, I think it's big, because even for me, I have to narrow that focus down, because there's so many things that I want to talk about. There's so many things to push, but really there's just too much. It's too overwhelming.
Right. For the general public, and general public, for the vast majority of our teachers, we throw so many things out there because we get excited about it. But they don't, maybe they don't have the depth of knowledge to understand, oh, I can use this to do this and this to do this. So it narrowing the focus helps build depth and depth of knowledge of a tool, a platform, whatever it may be. So it's marrying the two between having the ability to be like, we got people out there now, and part of them are in this group that they love technology. They're just trying stuff left and right. But we also got another group that is reluctant or don't have the same depth of knowledge. So what we're trying to do is elevate, not only continue to push, you know, our runners forward, but to continue to elevate the people that struggle with technology, because there's a lot of people out there that still struggle or don't understand how it can be as impactful as it can be. So you've got to be able to balance the two. And hopefully this platform is giving us the ability to do that. You know, we have levels. So we have the people, you can go as far as level four. We have some people that are already out there earning their level three and level four badges. We're just now into November. We got some people that maybe just have one badge or maybe are still not timid to take that first step, but still thinking through the process of how they can do that and how it can be impactful. So there's a balance when you launch something like this, but hopefully it's set up in a way that is going to be mutually beneficial across the district.
Yeah, especially like it's their process. They can pick a tool based on our webinar or something that instructional or innovation specialist
there you go
pushed out there and just kind of walk through that, and they can watch the webinar, practice a little bit, they can go on their website, they can take those new badges, and they can continue to push at their own pace. And I really love that part of it.
I love that part of it. I also love the coaching side of it, is because it gives our innovation specialists, these are yourself, you're a former teacher, I'm a former teacher, and who our audience is now our teachers, our staff, our administrative staff, all those people that are involved. So this platform gives us an opportunity to work one-on-one with people, and hopefully in a way that we haven't been able to do in the past. We've been so concerned about devices and all these other things. Now we get to focus on instruction and impactful use of technology in instruction. And that's what all this stuff is for. We can have all the bells and whistles you want. We can have fancy panels. Every kid can have a device. We can have all these platforms. But if it's not impacting instruction, what are we doing? So this gives us a way to get you and the innovation specialist more involved in that day-to-day coaching period, that which is what we all want to do. We all want to be around people, building relationships and helping them be able to complete their job more successfully.
Yeah. And even like, you know, and I say this all the time when I do a training or talking to people, you know, I was a special ed teacher for 12 years. So a lot of these programs that we're pushing now or we're going through this process, I'm always relating that back. Hey, when I was in the classroom, I would love to see this, or, you know, all this AI stuff would have been awesome when I was a sped teacher talking about IEP goals and differentiation and all those things. So being able to build that relationship with those teachers and saying, I would have used this if I was in the classroom, because I feel like sometimes when people do step out of the classroom, whether they're central office or they're over their building, people tend to forget where they came from. Not those people in those roles, but teachers sometimes may forget that, or forget like their background maybe.
Right.
And you know, that's depending on the person, but I think it's good to relate that back.
So, I mean, this job is always going to be about that aspect of it. It's always going to be about making sure that people are comfortable, that they haven't, especially in the technology world, what our teachers want to know is why this can help.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of, you know, we've done webinars in the past where we're showing 30 tools in 45 minutes. And while those are great, it's great to get exposure out there for what's out there. A lot of times what I hear from people is that's great. How does it impact me? That was my question all the time when I was in the classroom. Oh, you can do this, you can do that. That's great. How does that impact me and what I'm trying to get, the message I'm trying to get to my students?
Getting more away from the tips and tricks aspect of it instead of
right.
Now we're
There's nothing wrong with tips and tricks. And we will always be about providing tips and tricks. But what the core value of what this department, or at least this side of the department, should be, it's about answering the how and why questions that our teachers have. How can this be impactful? Why should I be using it? And if we can help them understand those questions, then it becomes transformative. Then we take what we're doing, which is at a good level, and we make it great. Okay. And if that is something that doesn't happen overnight. Like I always give the example, my first year in the role was our first year transitioning to Google. Okay. And we had to spend a lot of time just getting people into the basics of what that. And Dr. Cash was always quick to point out, because I would get impatient. Oh, we should be doing more. We should be doing this. We should be doing this. And she would always tell me that, Scott, change takes time. Okay. When you're making a dramatic shift, it takes time for that to take hold. And we have to be patient. But now, 5-6 years later, you say share calendar invite, you say share a slide, send me an email, do this, do that. That has become second nature in our school system, because we took the time to let it simmer and to grow it and to develop people's understanding what. And then our runners start to do stuff. And then the people that are a little more sluggish in how they use technology, they start to say, oh, I can do this. I can do this. I saw this teacher do this. And it starts to build a momentum. And then here we are 6-7 years later, it's become second nature. That's the thought process behind some of the changes we've made with this process, is we've got people out there that are already fabulous and doing tremendous things when using technology integrated into what they're doing with instruction. But that process takes time, and it takes time, and it's a slow roll. But the amount of ground we've made up collectively as a school system, even post-COVID, I'm not even talking about where we were before COVID, because where we were before COVID and where we are now are just two different ends of the spectrum. But even post-COVID, we're starting to see that kind of impact that we want to do. That's why it was important to roll out a program like this, but not do it too quickly. This was in my heart to roll out last year, but we'd made so many changes over the course of the last few years. We just needed a breather. We needed a time to kind of digest. Now we're doing that. We're starting to move forward, but we're doing it the right way. We're doing it slow. We're giving people time to understand and answer those questions. And then let's see what the impact is 3-4 years from now. I think it'll be dramatic.
Oh yeah. Even like when you think about time and it takes for things to happen, I can remember, and I was telling some of the new people, my first year in this role, I didn't, people knew me as the football coach, as the sped teacher, a teacher at Kelly Middle. And it took a while for, and I say this and I don't mean this in a negative way, but it took time for almost business to be drawn up. And so after that first year, about 6 months in, people started talking to me a little more. And then this year has been a totally different game changer and just people reaching out, or we'll do PDs and I walk into the room like, oh, hey, Josh, or hey, this. And so you're really seeing that change occurring. So especially with this new program, you know, this first year is going to be maybe a little slower and certain things, but you figure next year and the year after,
right,
there's going to be a lot of things that are going to change and a lot more coaching that's going to happen from the innovative specialist side.
Right. And that's the goal. That has always been the goal. The goal, one of my mission statements for the instructional side of my department is to get you more involved in the coaching aspect of what's going on. The day to day, hey, I am now comfortable. I see Josh walk down the hall. I'm now comfortable. Say, hey, Josh, I really want to do this. How can I do this? But that's relationship building. Yeah. And all of that takes time. It takes time for the transition, even for some of our people that have been around a long time. They still kind of see them. And this is one of the issues we had when I first took over the job was we saw the tech coaches, and it's one of the reasons why I changed the name. We saw the tech coaches as technology, devices. My printer's not working. And while that is always going to be a component of the job, it took a while for us to transition. And it's been a slow transition, and I don't know that we're all the way past it yet, but we're a lot further along than we were 5-6 years ago. And that was why I changed the name of the group this year, because I want it to be about innovation and coaching.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, I would have loved to keep the word coaching, tech coach, in there, but I wanted to get the word technology out of there. I wanted it to be about innovating and improving. I want your job to be about helping people improve their teaching in there. And that means that there has to be a coaching aspect. And it's I think it's working. I think some of the new people we've hired this year, Betsy Clem and Jason Viviano, terrific. They've got tons. Like Betsy may be one of the smartest people I know. And Jason is awesome as well. They have brought a new flavor to the group too. And it's about being in partnership with what our teachers are trying to do. And that took us a long time to get there. But we're starting to turn the corner on that, and all that is impactful. And I say it to you guys. I say it to the IT people. As long as our focus stays on students and instruction and learning, everything else will matter. The IT side, yes, they've got a job to do. We got to make sure phones are working and the devices are up and doing all that, but that impacts instruction. Okay. Your job as an innovation specialist, it's about coaching and giving our teachers tools that can impact instruction, but it's all of what we try to do is focused on learning and instruction.
Yeah, and even, you know, as you talked about, it takes me back to my first year, not even my first year, I wasn't even officially hired, but you allowed me to come to a staff meeting, get introduced and kind of go through that. And I can remember I still remember to this day, you talked about we're a service to people. And I feel like that's truly continuing to be like, yes, we're doing all these other things, but it still goes back to relationships. It's still going back to being a service to them, whether it's your printers or things that, you know, more IT, if you want to think about it that way. But it's that service of sharing things, building relationships, starting things and continuing to grow, not just as an innovation specialist, but to continue to grow teachers, to continue to grow students in this new world of technology that's evolving on a daily basis.
Minute by minute, it's different than it was in October. There's something out there now that is different than it was then. But we are, you know, I tell both sides of the aisle, as I call it, we're customer service. The IT people, they're customer service. They're there for IT support. The innovation specialists, your customer service. You're there for instructional technology support. And as long as we as a department keep that in our hearts and focused on what we're doing. Listen, even if it happens to me sometimes, I get too locked in on one side and don't have enough time for the other side. But we, as long as our focus is that, how can we serve? This not only this role, but education as a whole is a servant-oriented business. Yeah. Okay. We're here to serve our students. It looks different on the IT side than it does on the instructional side, but it's still about service. And as long as we keep that focus, then everything else will take care of itself. There's going to be bumps in the road. Yes, the internet's going to be down in a school, or yes, something didn't work well in a presentation in a classroom. Okay, those things happen. But as long as our focus stays on being servants, then I feel like we're going to have success.
Yeah, and especially, you know, this innovation educator program and just all the things we're building, that's just more service components. It's almost like you're going to take your car to the dealership. They're going to offer all these things to service your car. And so we're doing kind of the same deal here. We're picking and choosing things, or just in general, we're serving these teachers, students, admin, anybody in the school district, to grow them and show them things that are out there. And the things that I may show you may not be applicable today, but they may be applicable tomorrow, or they're just a new process to think about it. And we can really just harness that ability. Right.
And part of what we do is we give teachers options. Okay. That is one of the great things about technology. There's not a set way to do X, Y, and Z.
No.
You can do things that best suit your teaching style and your methods. But part of that is building that relationship so that they're willing to ask, hey, what if I tried, hey, Josh, walking down the hallway, buddy. Hey, what if I tried this? Would that work? And you say, yeah, that works, but this may also work. It gives you another opportunity as well. But because you have built those relationships and they feel comfortable with you.
It's okay to give them that option. When you meet with a new person, all right, I'm going to stay with the option one and we're going to go down that path. But if you really have that relationship, you can give them 2-3 different options.
And you understand that person. You know that, well, they struggle with technology. I need to keep this simple and concise. Or they excel with technology. Hey, here's 2 or 3, 4 things. I haven't even tried. Let's try it together. But that doesn't happen if you don't know the people. So we're still a people business.
Yeah, no matter what we're doing, it still goes back to people business.
We're going to try to help give our people the best chance to have success.
Yeah.
And as long as that stays the focus, I don't have any complaints. I don't micromanage. Because I know we've got people both sides of my department that's what they want to do. They want to help people.
Yeah.
As long as we stay true to that, we're all good.
Yeah, we're going to be rocking and rolling, making some big things happening out there.
Well, we're trying to make some big things happen. Very excited about all the stuff we're doing. You know, it's a pleasure to be on this particular podcast.
It's a pleasure to have you. Now we got these fancy lights. Even though
I wasn't formally invited, I just happened to be sitting down, cutting out some badges, and he threw a microphone in front of my face. But it's great. See, you found something that you didn't know about 4 years ago.
No.
You may have been listening to podcasts.
Well, honestly, like, I thought podcasts were silly. Like, I'm not going to listen to them. Like, who has time for that? But the more I talk to these people in this department, even you, like, all right. So I start listening to them. And then I remember you asked me to help move things from your office to the Pi Center. And it just kind of sparked some things. And then especially in this new age of technology we're dealing with and changing processes, what we're doing now is just a whole new level, not just for us to communicate and share the good things that we're doing or good tips and tricks. But I think really ultimately for this avenue, it's more impactful for students to do things because you're learning how to communicate. You're learning how to address all the big things that you can do here besides, hey, here's my paper, here's my project that I'm going to stand and try to talk to you about. Now I can go home and I can talk and not feel pressured or sometimes even nervous. I know before this role, you asked me to stand up and present to people. All right, I'm going to pass. Like, I don't want to talk to these people. But
now you, I have to, but then it's learning how to communicate. It's learning all those skills. What? So,
and the great thing about the area of, you know, the little area part of what we do in technology here is that we have options. You know, we've got people that like to communicate through newsletters or some sort of written communication. You know, we've got other people like you and me who enjoy doing this type of stuff, the AV type of stuff. But it gives us, you know, technology gives us the options to do some of those things and get a message out. And be, because here's the thing. Some people like to read, so maybe they would be more in tune to reading a website article or something, a newsletter or something like that. Some people like me love to throw a podcast on because I can listen, I can learn something from it while I'm doing other
things. Mowing the yard, walking the dog, all those kind of things. Going out
for a walk, whatever. So technology gives us the ability to meet people where they're comfortable.
Yeah.
And that's part of what we do as a whole is we meet people where they're comfortable, and it's different. Just like in the classroom, you got 25 kids in the classroom. You have to meet these kids this way, these kids this way, these kids this way. It's different. It's different for they're a unique individual. Same thing is true for us. You know, we've got people that we can do this with, and then people we may want to do it differently than this, and people that are different than that. So one of the great things and one of the things that I think we're doing pretty well is we're trying to meet people where they have needs. And hopefully I think it's being very well received. I think people are excited to be a part of it.
I could agree with that.
And I think it's been a positive step forward for us. So we'll continue to tweak and make changes and meet people where they have needs. But I really truly am thankful for this job and believe we're headed in even a greater direction than we were in the past.
Yeah. And I agree. Like, I think each conversation we've had during this little recording comes back to relationships, continuing to build not just teachers, but students and everybody in the school system. So I think that's the overall theme of anything that we push out, we do. It's again, building those relationships, being customer service, and all those good things.
As long as we keep that in as our focus, everything will work itself out.
Yeah, for sure. Well, awesome. Listen, that was incredible. Thanks for, I know it was on the spot, but I really do appreciate you coming on there.
Listen, man, like I just said, Josh, I'm here to serve, buddy. So whatever your needs are, I'm here to serve. I was here serving Betsy's needs to get some badges cut out just a few minutes
ago. With Carl.
Yeah. So excited to be here. We got a lot of great things going on. We got esports. We got the Innovative Educator Program. We got a big STEM competition that we're working to get out there STEM Hub, just ordered a bunch of new STEM equipment that's going to be available for checked out. So there's a lot of things that are happening from a technology perspective in our school system. Very proud to be a part of this department.
Yeah, and I'm excited to get some of those things pushed out. Excited for teachers to experience that, especially our new STEM competition. I know we're planning that. We'll have to have you back on the show for that. We'll have to talk about that.
Love to talk about it.
We'll schedule that one so you feel a little more love.
I'll get a formal invite. That'd be great. Now just sit down. Here's a microphone. Let's test out these new microphones. Oh, we're just going to do a podcast.
Yeah, it's fun to kind of do things on the spur of the moment. But before we start wrapping up, I know we can follow you on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
And that's it.
Two places. SWeb_32 is my personal one. And then Technology BCS, I think.
Yes, you got to remember that. I think.
Yeah.
It's one of those. I messed it up one time, got called out on it.
I can't believe it. It is Technology BCS, just all one word, is on Twitter. And we have a Facebook page.
That's a secret hidden gem. I didn't know about that till the other day.
Yeah. And all of our podcasts, all of our website articles all post to Facebook. So you can follow us on Facebook. It's Bradley County Schools Bradley County Schools Instructional Technology page. You can find us there. BCSTechnology.org is our website where all this stuff kind of lives and breathes. So you can, if it's out there, if you want to find us, got podcasts, we got all sorts of stuff.
To meet everybody's needs. Awesome.
Yeah, just trying to meet needs, buddy.
Well, good deal. Well, awesome. Well, seriously, Scott, even to this day, it's weird
to say that. For those of you that don't know,
it's weird to say
that. I was Josh's head football coach for 3 years. So
I still want to say coach, but he reminds me on a daily basis sometimes, hey, you can call me Scott, Josh. All right, coach. But seriously, though, thanks for coming on. It's been awesome. And we'll get this rocking and rolling for the world to hear.
All right. Excited to hear it.
Awesome. Good deal.
Thank you for joining us today on the Tech Flush podcast. Stay tech savvy, keep those gadgets charged, and remember, teachers and technology go hand in hand, connecting students to a world of knowledge for an electrifying learning experience. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and spread the word about the Tech Flush to your friends. Catch all episodes on Apple Podcasts. See you next time on the Tech Flush.